You are listening to Martian Gardens, episode 980. That's 980. And this is recorded June 28th, 2019. And we start this hour with chamber music from Heinz Holliger. Received a nice surprise from ECM. They sent me a hard copy of the new release called Zweigesprach, music of Heinz Holliger and Georgi Kurtag, new release. And what we'll hear is from Heinz Holliger, and it's called Airs, which is a setting of poems by the Swiss classical poet Philippe Jacotet. Jacotet is in his 90s now, but they managed to record him in August of 2017 in Grignon, France. And this piece is called Seven Poems by Philippe Jacotet, Lecture for Oboe and English Horn. And this is in seven parts each. He didn't integrate the text with the music. He had the spoken word poems introduce each of these settings for English horn and oboe. Oboe by Hans Holliger and English horn by Marie-Elise Schupach, recorded in Zurich in June of 2018. And the voice of Philippe Jacotet, recorded a year earlier. I haven't got the translations for these poems, but when I get them, I'll post them a link at the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Once again, that is martiangardens.blog. So by the time you hear this, it should be up there. I might not be able to find them, though, and I don't dare try it myself. Heinz Holliger, Airs, Seven Poems by Philippe Jacotet, Lecture for Oboe and English Horn.
Une semaison de larmes sur le visage changé, la scintillante saison des rivières dérangées, chagrin qui creuse la terre. L'âge regarde la neige s'éloigner sur les montagnes.
Thank you.
L'œil, une source qui abonde, mais d'où venue, de plus loin que le plus loin, de plus bas que le plus bas, je crois que j'ai bu l'autre monde. Ce qui brûle en déchirant l'air, rose, ou par brusque arrachement, ou par constant éloignement, en grandissant la nuit, la montagne, sur ses deux pentes, nourrit deux sources de pleurs. Dans l'étendue, plus rien que des montagnes miroitantes, plus rien que d'ardents regards qui se croisent, merles et ramiers.
«
Compagne du ténébreux, entends ce qu'écoute sa cendre afin de mieux céder au feu. Les eaux abondantes descendent au degré d'herbes et de roches, et les premiers oiseaux louent la toujours plus longue journée, la lumière toujours plus proche. Je marche dans un jardin de braises fraîches, sous leur abri de feuilles, un charbon ardent sur la bouche. oiseau, flamme, sans cesse changeant d'air, qu'à peine on voit quand elle passe, crise en mouvement dans l'espace, peu ont la vision assez claire pour chanter même dans la nuit.
Like air being released slowly from a balloon, Heinz Hollinger's Air's End, with that last section, Wazoo, or Birds, and that comes from a new release, Zweigesprach, from music of Heinz Hollinger and George Kurtag, released on ECM New Series. That was a duet for Oboe and English Horn. Oboe by Heinz Hollinger, English Horn by Marie-Lise Schupak, and that was recorded in Zurich in June of 2018. Also featured the voice of the poet Philippe Jacotet, Swiss classical poet who, at the time of the recording, I think was about 91 years old. And instead of integrating the settings with the music itself, Hollinger used each poem as a as an spoken introduction. And so that's what you heard early in the set, the old guy speaking in French. I'm going to get, if I can get the translations for those, I'll post them on the Martian Gardens blog with a link. That's martiangardens.blog. Once again, martiangardens.blog. Heinz Hollinger airs seven poems by Philippe Jacotet. Lecture for Oboe and English Horn, newly released on ECM New Series. We have just three pieces in this first hour. That first by Heinz Hollinger airs. We'll also hear Robert Erickson and Vermont composer David Gunn at the end. Robert Erickson passed away in 1997, was a composer from University of California, San Diego, and was an instructor to several composers that we hear on Martian Gardens frequently, Morton Subotnick, Pauline Oliveros, Terry Riley, among others. And what we'll hear is from a new release from New World Records, featuring the pieces Duo Fives, Quintet, and Trio. What we'll hear is Quintet. This is a music performed by the Camera Lucida, and the setup here is a flute by Wilfredo Terezas, a trumpet by Steph Richards, clarinets, and a doubling bass clarinet, Anthony Burr, viola by Travis Merrill, and the cello by Charles Curtis. Music recorded at UC San Diego on February 8th, 2019. And this is a 1985 composition, and like the earlier piece, Heinz Hollinger airs, it's a long piece, long for Martian Gardens, and running 23 minutes. And this was composed in the late stages of Erickson's career, as starting in the early 80s, he suffered from polymyositis, which eventually rendered him bedridden and took his life, and it was ran 15 years. So it's a sad ending for a great composer, but he did manage to continue to work as the illness took him over. And this was a 1985 composition, Robert Erickson Quintet. Again, from Duo Fives Quintet Trio on New World Records, just released last month. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 980, hour number one. Thank you. That was the Camera Lucida performing Robert Erickson's Quintet. That comes from a new release from New World Records called Duo Fives Quintet and Trio, music of Robert Erickson. And Quintet was performed as directed on flute, trumpet, viola, clarinets, and a cello. Music recorded at the Conrad Pribis Hall, University of California, San Diego, where the late Robert Erickson used to teach. That was recorded on February 8th, 2019, a 1985 composition from Robert Erickson, Quintet. And we'll hear lighter fare to end the hour. David Gunn from Northern Vermont, a piece called In the Forest, 400 Owls Discover a Giant Badger, It's Raining. That's the title, and the CD is called The Third Highway, and this is this one is a duo of piano and clarinet, performed piano by Claire Black and clarinet by Karen Luddick of the Vermont Virtuosi, and this was recorded in Williston, Vermont, composed in 2003, revised in 2013, David Gunn, In the Forest, 400 Owls Discover a Giant Badger, It's Raining.
Thank you.